Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. We want to welcome in our Richmond audience, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, capital of the Commonwealth. They're with us for 3 hours every day, starting right now. For the rest of you, been with us since 2. We take you up to 6:30 tonight on the flagship 106.7. And remember to take us with you wherever you go all day long with the Odyssey app. We're coast to coast. Hit pause, rewind the show, whatever you want to do. I'm live at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Danny is in the warm, sounds like. Too warm.
A little toasty, a little toasty.
Half Street in the nation's capital. I'm not missing that part of the studio experience. I miss the smiling faces of our producers, Darius and Ryan, though. I do. Right now, on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today by visiting BetQL.com. We're joined by our buddy Will Brinson of CBS Sports to go all around the NFL. Hey, Will, before we talk football, you're marking out about the Braves on Twitter. Are you a Braves guy?
Oh, man, I'm a huge Braves fan, lifelong Braves fan. Sometimes I get geeked up about the Nats for betting purposes and because my good friend and D.C. area native Zeke Honeycutt takes me to games and all that and Trey Turner, NC State. But, yeah, Braves through and through, man. And I'm a little petrified about tomorrow.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
What happens? So many 3-1 leads.
Year. You're up 3-1 and you lose to the Dodgers. And I was wondering that. I mean, you guys still wear the pants. You should be feeling really good.
I didn't mention once, Grant. Nobody said a thing about that. What are you talking about? 3-1, I don't remember that.
I'm just telling you, you're up in the series. You got to win one of the next two and you're in the World Series. And I get the sense that's not how you're feeling.
No, actually, I'm feeling a little bit better about it. I mean, tomorrow's kind of a massive day for yours truly from a sports perspective because 5 p.m. Braves to go to the World Series. I'm pretty sure it's like, is it the first time since the 99? Good Lord, that can't be right. But it might be. And then at 7:30 p.m., my Wolfpack's taking on Miami down in South Florida. So not like we're going to the playoff or anything, but ACC wins matter if we're trying to get to the ACC championship. And it's a legitimate shot. So pretty panicked about that. We'll probably start drinking about 10 a.m. to keep the nerves calm. But, I mean, on the Braves thing, it is kind of interesting, right? Like, baseball is such a long – like a long game, you know, the games themselves are long, you know, you have 9 innings, you know, the action can tend to be drawn out. The season is long. And then this series in particular has felt like the momentum has flipped almost every single game and like inside the game so much. I mean, you know, after the Braves had a chance to close it out, right. In game four and lose, I'm getting mixed up maybe, but my point being is that, like, the Braves really just needed to go to L.A. and win one. You know, they didn't need to go to L.A. and end the series. I mean, that would have been a bonus. But, you know, you're going up against this lineup that the – and, you know, Nats fans know. I mean, Scherzer, you know, I mean, Trey Turner, Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, freaking Mookie Betts. I mean, it's just bat after bat after bat. You just don't get a chance to breathe when you're playing those guys. And I think, like, it's the mindset you have to take if you're a Braves fan is – we did what we wanted to do, it just didn't play out in the fashion that we hoped it would. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, there's chances to end it, and then got bludgeoned on the way out of town, so you're a little panicked about it. But now you just go back home, win one or two, and go to World Series.
Will Brinson with us here on GND. I'm sure it's a product of so much Skip Carey in the Superstation as to how you ended up being a Braves fan, but that's probably like a podcast for like for another time. Weird slate.
I was going to say literally everybody from, you know, if you're Eastern North Carolina, maybe you would like veer towards being a Orioles fan. I don't know. That's where all the Washington football fans are. But like,
I know
Western North Carolina we tend to be Braves fans. By the way, I meant to mention this before the Braves diatribe, but good little banger on the Toadies coming back from break there.
Oh, Darius was all over that one. He was like, I bet you Will likes this. A weird slate this weekend, man. Only one game features two winning teams. Just sort of one of those weird kind of like wow kind of weeks. But just take it wherever you want. What games got you most intrigued?
All right, so this is not a great game from a spread perspective and likely won't be a intriguing game, you know, when it all is said and done. But, I mean, there are so many revenge angles in the Detroit-Rams game. Like, the Lions-Rams game has 17 different varied revenge angles. We have Jared Goff going up against Sean McVay, Jared Goff against the Rams as a whole. You have Matthew Stafford coming back to Detroit. You have Jared Goff against Matthew Stafford because they were swapped for each other. You know, you have Michael Brockers, the Ram, versus Michael Brockers, the Lion. I'm just curious to see, because we're batting about, like, you know, what games we like against the spread. And I think from that, I mean, it's probably not a good game. It's like a 15-point line. But, you know, you just sort of wonder, will Sean McVay, will he take his foot off the gas? Because I don't think he will. I think he wants to remind Jared Goff that he upgraded and let the world know that he upgraded. And, you know, Matthew Stafford is going to have supporters in that crowd. I think he's going to just keep bombing it away against the Lions. I mean, from a more realistic football standpoint, the Bengals-Ravens game is probably a little more interesting. You know, 6-point line, pretty heavy for the Ravens. But, you know, is this a case of Joe Burrow coming in town and maybe staking his claim to the division? Or is this going to be, wow, Lamar is putting on another MVP-caliber season but doing it by passing, and the Ravens are about to rip off a bunch of wins? I think it's curious to see how dominant or the Ravens can be or how close the Bengals can keep it.
Well, the Raiders were really impressive after everything they went through last week. But you look back and you try to make sense of that, and you go, well, that's got some dead cat bounce feel to it where everyone just kind of buckles down. Is that sustainable, though, do you think? This week maybe they don't get exposed. They're playing the Eagles, who are 2-4. But what's your outlook for Vegas this week and beyond?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point, Grant. And I made the mistake of I had the Broncos as the best bet. I was horrific betting last weekend, and I'll own it. But the, you know, and then before the weekend came along, I read a Vic Fangio quote. It was like, man, these guys are gonna be really fired up. I'm talking about the Raiders. It's like, oh, why are you talking like that? And so, yeah, I mean, they played great. They annihilated Denver. Certainly, they rallied together and went, you know, went big in the wake of John Gruden resigning. You know, I tend to think that's probably a little more adrenaline-based and sort of, you know, like you said, the dead cat bounce type thing. And there's a natural sort of exhaling after that kind of win where you go and beat a division rival, you know, in the wake of your coach, you know, this crazy scandal. And so you win, you celebrate, and then you sort of, whew, you know, take a breath. But you can't really take breath in the you know, in the NFL. I mean, because it's, you know, as Urban Meyer likes to say, you're playing Bama every week. And the other thing I think that's kind of important to note is the Broncos might just be bottom tier bad. I mean, they might be awful. I mean, you saw them last night. They were giving up over 10 or 11 yards per play in the second, midway through the second quarter to a Browns team that was missing one of its starting tackles, its two top starting running backs, two banged-up wide receivers, a backup quarterback, and the Broncos had nothing. And you start to really look at Denver's wins this season. You know, they're 3-4. They lost four straight. They beat the Jets, Giants, and Jaguars. I think that they're probably just a terrible football team. And so I really like the Eagles catching 3 points in this game and think the combo of a nasty defensive line with some mismatches on the interior there, It's going to be, I think it's Fletcher. Is it Fletcher Cox against Alex Leatherwood? Is that the rookie vet matchup there on the interior? Plus Hargrave has been playing really, really well. I think they can get after and pressure Derek Carr. And I think the letdown coupled with maybe beating Denver isn't as impressive as we think factor makes me like the Eagles a lot there.
Will Brinson with us here, CBS Sports, going around the NFL and Grant and Danny. Well, Carolina's another team I have a tough time getting a hold on. We did this dance last year a little bit, right, where they were kind of the darlings at 3-2. They got off to that nice start. They rip off those three straight wins. Now they're 3-3. The only loss in there that kind of makes you a little squeamish is that Eagles loss where they had control of the game, ended up losing it. But on the road against Dallas, no shame in that. Overtime against Minnesota, I thought they played pretty decently. I got no idea how to evaluate them going forward.
Yeah, they should have beaten. I mean, people are calling me crazy, but I doubt that most people I'm talking to relative to the Pete Briscoes of the world or, whoever. Like, I watched the Carolina game closer because it's on my HD antenna and it's the local game, right? And I thought Carolina could have easily won that game. Minnesota and Carolina kind of remind me of each other a little bit. Like, they're, a little bit plodding. They want to be defensive-based and run-oriented. The problem is Carolina's offensive line is disastrous. And the wide receivers had a real bad day at the offense against the Vikings. I think it's something like 12 drops for Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore combined. I mean, that's not going to work. And it feels like Joe Brady has gotten a little bit conservative. Joe Brady sort of lost his mojo. I can't believe I just quoted Mike McCarthy there, quoting Austin Powers. A little bit lost his mojo when Christian McCaffrey went out, because the way he had it set up with his play designs was he had Sam Darnold going through these really quick reads, like out on the perimeter to his wide receivers or in the slot. And then the final progression, like the third or fourth progression, would usually be Christian McCaffrey if the play wasn't specifically designed to go through him. And it was giving Darnold this sense of confidence in terms of, being able to quickly move through these reads and then know that you've got CMC right there and you can dump, hit a little short dump off and he goes for big yardage. And I think that the lack of CMC has really hurt. The competition's also gotten better. Like Denver, Carolina had a really soft schedule to start. And they just sort of made some boneheaded mistakes in the fourth quarter against Philly and Minnesota. I mean, I don't want to back the Giants because Lord knows they are a hot mess. But I just can't justify betting on the Panthers as a 3-point road favorite. That to me is just crazy.
Well, this is a random question, but I got to thinking about this when you mentioned the Vikings. I just think Mike Zimmer is the silliest of geese. I really do. I don't understand how that's still a thing and why that's still a thing. Who's the coach in the league that you just, every time you watch, you just get more angry going, what is this guy thinking? Like, who is that for you?
By the way, I like that we talked about the Braves, the Toadies, and football. And you're like, here's a random question.
Yeah, this one's the random one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably Mike McCarthy, right? He just drives me nuts with some of the decision making, and I can't get over the fact that we had these stories all off season 2 years ago. Where it's like Mike McCarthy had a weekend camp out at Pro Football Focus headquarters. He's changed his mind and he's changed the game. It's analytical Mike. And he comes in with his Austin Powers references and calling, playing for 56-yard field goals with 24 seconds left in Bill Belichick's house. The whole thing just drives me nuts. I mean, I get that he's a good dude and a good offensive mind, but as a head coach, I get pretty frustrated by seeing it. And it's really frustrating that he's now like failing upwards because Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore are doing a good job.
Did Kansas City get right, or is Washington just awful?
Washington is awful.
Yeah.
And, man, I don't know what the bigger story is, the bigger turnaround or 180 story is, whether it's Washington's defense or the Bengals' defense, because the Bengals actually look decent on defense. And, I mean, Washington is bottom of the league, like dead last in the league, in passing yards allowed, passing touchdowns allowed, third down conversion. And maybe there's something else that they're terrible. I mean, they're just one of the worst defenses in football. I do think Kansas City got a little right. Patrick Mahomes, it feels like they might be about to rip off some wins too. Because, and by the way, if you want to, tell the BetQL, right, is the bet smarter. You want to bet smarter? Go bet the Chiefs to win the AFC West at plus money right now. I mean, they're one game back, one and a half games back of the Chargers, and they played as bad as the Chiefs can play, as bad as the Chiefs have played under Andy Reid and with Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, I think we saw some signs of the defense kind of getting it back together, just not being a total disaster last week. And we know the offense, you know, as long as these injuries to Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill don't become major multi-week issues, and I don't think they're going to be, but we're keeping an eye on. You know, I think that's a team that is certainly starting to sort of turn the ship around. And I love them at plus money to win that division.
At Will Brinson on Twitter, longtime friend of Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Will, great having you back on, buddy. Enjoy your big sports day tomorrow. I am rooting against the Braves, as you can probably imagine, but I want you to be happy, so I'll take solace in that if somehow they win.
Right, well, I know you have to get to break, but wait, are you rooting against the – what is your anti-Braves interest?
Well, they're in the same division as the team I like, an arch rival of the team I like, and their fans are insufferable on Twitter, and the one thing I get to hold over them is that my team recently won a World Series.
Okay, all right, that's all fair. I mean, yeah, I assumed that was it, but, like, you do realize that you were inherently rooting for the Dodgers, who are basically
this is my point, Will.
Elitist Yankees.
I mean, the Dodgers. I'm not happy Dodgers, about this, man. Will. I'd rather it be the Giants or the Brewers, but it's not. It's the Dodgers, and so I'll root for greatness, I guess.
Well, yeah, you go ahead and root for those Waffle House-hating West Coast elitists instead of taking some local pride, Grant. You root for everyone to root. Go, Braves.
I love the idea of local pride there in Atlanta. Like we all band together in the Eastern Corridor, you know? Let's all lock arms on the East Coast.
It's only a 10-hour drive.
It's like people telling me I should root for Carolina because they're in the ACC. It's like, yeah, right, buddy. Like, I'm rooting for Satan's army before I root.
Will, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
See you, boys.
See you, pal.
Be well. There's Will Brinson on Grant and Danny. Danny, did I tell you I ate lunch today at Culver's?
You mentioned Rodney Culver's. That sounds
intriguing.
Any
file on Culver's in the Midwest?
No. I feel like that's a hole in my game. Now, I've done the sort of the Southwest. I've done the South. I've done the Whataburger, Jack in the Box kind of things. I had no file on Jared Culver.
So the way it was described to me is that I'd say it's more fast casual. The way it was described was like it's like a Whataburger or whatever in different locations, Jack in the Box. It's the Midwest version, as you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. I would put it on a par with maybe a Five Guys or a Shake Shack type situation.
Sure.
We went in, ordered at the counter, ate inside, then got up and left. But it's they call it like butter burgers, fries, and custard is like on the sign.
What's and a butter burger? Tell me about that.
I think it's just a very buttery burger. I don't really know. I can't help you with that.
So it's going on the – I imagine they're buttering the bun.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that it's – all it is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got bacon, and I got meat and cheese, mm-hmm. and ketchup and mustard and pickles. Now, I said that I wanted ketchup and mustard and pickles, and I didn't realize that I had to ask them not to give me lettuce. So I did have a little bit of lettuce on it. I'm going to have to admit that to you.
Okay.
Not thrilled about that, but it happened. There was some mayo on there with the lettuce as well. It ended up enhancing the experience some. I was fine with it, even though I wouldn't have traditionally done that on purpose. But the whole theme here that needs to be discussed is crinkle-cut fries. Crinkle-cut fries with a burger. As the kids would say, I know that people get upset when we use this phrase. It hits different.
It hits different, right? Is that something they say?
That's what they say.
By the way,
the custard was great. Little scoop of chocolate custard.
As just
whipped.
A super
creamy.
Quick side, by the way, and I don't mean to derail from your story because you're talking about delicious foodstuffs. I swear to you, my 8-year-old said to me last night, no cap. And I went.
That's a lie.
I hand on the holy book, I'll swear it in front of a judge and
jury.
What
was the context?
He was talking about something he heard on a YouTube video, some dumb stat about something somewhere. Someone did something somewhere, and he literally just said, no cap. And I went, oh, come on. Like, are you kidding me? I was like, where did you hear that? Is it also YouTube, probably like a similar video. I wasn't mad, but I was like, I don't even know what to do anymore. This is all this is happening. But back to your foodstuffs.
Well, hold on. Oh,
please, okay.
You've used one of his sayings on air.
Dog water.
And meant it. Dog water. You now refer to things that are bad as dog water, which
uh-huh.
is what your kid taught you to do, which
uh-huh.
my nephew, who's 9, also says dog water. Is this something you're going to start using now? No cap?
No.
Want everyone to know that something's for real?
No, that one doesn't make any sense to me. I understand dog water. That's not appetizing. I've seen dogs, you know, There'll be like dog hair in it, like dirt in it, and they don't care, and they just you know, use their tongue and drink water in a weird way. I understand that dog water is undesirable. I will never understand what no cap means. And when it goes away, we'll all be better for it. That one makes no sense at all.
I can't believe your kid dropped a no cap.
He casually said it, too.
But yes, Culver's, if you're ever in the Midwest, if you're coming to Green Bay, you want to come to Lambeau Field, there's only one every two exits on highways, I would say. I mean, I couldn't believe it. We passed it, and my wife wanted to get it. Someone had told her to do it. So she's like, should we go back? I'm like, well, we're on this highway for 20 miles. Let's see. We saw 15 more signs for Culver's before we got off the highway.
Which Culver's do you want? Now, did she approve of this? Because when I am like on the road with my wife, the rare kind of times, and I'm like, let's do a Five Guys, let's do a Chick-fil-A, she'll agree, but she gives me kind of mean looks.
Like, oh, no. Like, she's down for the
pig.
Cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she thinks of me as disgusting, like, every second that we're home.
Uh-huh.
But, like, this is her vacation, so to speak.
I see.
So, like, I'm just continuing all of my bad habits, and it's just Friday. But for her, this is, like, a special, unique, fun, different thing. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying. Good.
So, but for this weekend, like, our wants and needs are marrying together, and so it could actually be really pleasant, to be honest.
That's outstanding. Like, when we're on vacation, I go out to dinner with my wife, like, the one night, like, everyone's watching our kids, and, like, the bread comes, and I reach for some. She acts like basically I'm like reaching in for an organ, like to sell in the black market. Like she would rather me just shoot heroin at the table than eat bread with butter.
Not about that bread life, man. Mm-mm. Grant and Danny on the Fan, there is something we've got to discuss that could be afoot, that could be problematic for Dan Snyder. So we could do that off the top next. Also, we'll get you a Washington football team stock report as well. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm in Titletown, about 30 yards away from Lambeau, technically. I think if I really crow-hopped, I could make it over to the stadium with a football from where I'm sitting right now. Maybe more like 50 yards. I don't know. Probably couldn't. Danny is in our D.C. studios kicking it today on this Football Friday. Danny, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this. You and I talked about it before the show, kind of trying to figure out what people want to hear today and on this Football Friday, what we should be talking about. But we agreed we'd be remiss if we didn't at least acknowledge and mention this. So the news broke as we were going off the air last night pretty much about the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee looking into the NFL's John Gruden email scandal. And that meant that the committee issued a letter to Roger Goodell on Thursday requesting information on the Washington football team's investigation from Beth Wilkinson. So that became a huge story. Subsequently, and this is just coming out today, one of the congressional delegates in D.C., who we've had on this show, Eleanor Holmes Norton, says that it's likely there's going to be a hearing on Capitol Hill regarding the Washington football team. So I want to play this clip, and then I want to get your reaction, Danny, and I can give a couple thoughts as well. But this is an interview Adam Longo, who's a reporter with Channel 9 in town, WUSA, did with Eleanor Holmes Norton this afternoon. Let's see what we can glean out of this.
Let me ask you just one last thing. So you said you are sort of predicting that there could be or likely will be hearings on this. Let's start first. What if the NFL does not comply with the request that was made for information and for documents?
Well, that's very dangerous. We can take him to court or we can go to the House floor to get the documents.
And you do say that it is likely that your committee or the subcommittee will hold hearings on this matter.
It's very likely that we will hold a hearing. It shows you the importance of what we have learned, that we have announced an investigation even before the hearing itself has been announced. So I think you can expect a hearing. And I say that as someone who's been on this committee for a long time.
So, Danny, what do you think about this? And do you think it's a big deal? I think when a lot of us heard this yesterday, we thought, oh, man, I wouldn't want to be Dan Snyder. I don't know about you, but as I started asking around, it seemed like it sounds like a bigger deal maybe than it is. What's your take?
So there are two tracks here. Track number one, for like if you just want the quick two-sentence summary, is this enough to get Dan Snyder out, which is what we all really care about? Is this enough to embarrass him, or is there enough dirt here to get him gone? I don't believe that there is. And I've talked to a couple of my good buddies who are attorneys, and I've been texting back and forth with somebody that really knows the inner workings, kind of wheel greasing of politics and how these things go in this universe. And this is more, and, again, we're not doing political bits, so please, no one get angry. This is more an opportunity for a couple folks, especially on this committee, to try to score some points with their constituents and maybe embarrass the kind of the good old boys club that is the NFL, most specifically Dan Snyder. Some of these folks that aren't particularly popular with the public, that it is an opportunity to say, hey, let's get some action in here. Let's finally have Snyder be deposed or get to the bottom of all these different kinds of things. I don't believe there's full sort of subpoena power in here, like different committees can do in terms of gathering evidence and the like. They're asking for these things to be turned over, and the NFL, I think, has some legal recourse here as to how much they want to cooperate or otherwise. You may have a hearing, but it's more a grandstanding kind of thing. Not that it doesn't matter, but basically a way to say, hey, you guys didn't handle this very well. Why did you do that? Why, just sort of put them through the ringer a little bit, and everyone will promise to do better, and everybody congratulates each other. That's the sense I have.
Yeah, you said that well. I mean, to me, because I've seen some of these hearings, I feel like, and it ends up, you see the viral videos of someone giving somebody a talking to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They sit there and they're just getting worn out.
They just have to take it. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And everybody likes them. I mean, it's the easiest low-hanging fruit ever. You have this bad person who did a bad thing a lot of the times, and you get to yell at them, and everyone loves it. But a lot of the time, if nothing illegal happened, in the end, it was just kind of a public shaming, so to speak. Largely. So I don't know what I don't know here. We're going to get more information as it comes out, but wanted to just quickly address that is something that is afoot right now. And in a season in which the hits kind of keep on coming for Dan Snyder, what I will say is this is not going away. I mean, I think if you were him, you probably had some hope and some optimism at some point that maybe this thing was just going to be in the rearview mirror. And I know some people have speculated, like, he leaked the emails and he's come out. I don't know exactly who made the comment, but he's denying that he had anything to do with the email leak. I mean, these emails have brought him back to the forefront now, with Bruce Allen, who was his team president, having allegedly sent images of cheerleaders who were topless. I mean, we're talking about Dan Snyder. We're talking about the Washington football team. For the first time, Congress seems to now be engaging in this. So if you're a disgruntled fan who just thinks that this whole thing was a sham and Dan got away scot-free, which is a reasonable enough take, I mean, it's not going away yet. Like, he's still having to answer questions and powerful people are still poking around. So I wouldn't be sleeping easy if I was Dan Snyder yet. I'll say that.
Yeah, the future of embarrassment, I think, is coming. And that's one of the things that they're, you know, that they always wanted to try to avoid. And the owners protected Dan Snyder, I think, probably begrudgingly. I might add my own editorial. I don't think they like him particularly. I don't think they think he's good for the game. This is a top 10 market that performs like the 32nd market. We perform like we're Aberdeen, Maryland, instead of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, with the attendance dwindling and the lack of interest. And, you know, they can't give some of the inventory away. He's a disaster. And, again, I think no one likes him. But they don't want the precedent set of bad thing happens, see Robert Kraft massage parlor. Bad thing happens, see, I don't know, Jimmy Haslam defrauding mom-and-pop shops across the country, or his firm doing that, et cetera, et cetera. They don't want the precedent of bad stuff happens, guy loses team. You're in the club. You're in the club. They want to keep that club as exclusive as it's ever been. 32 folks get to be in there, and it's all you have to do. You could suck. You could be a terrible owner, and the franchise value doubles every 10 years. So they don't want any kind of thing to disrupt that money from pouring in to increase their net worth.
Got a lot coming up on Grant and Danny today, including your Beltway Blitz at the top of the hour. Of course, the double play on a Friday will win off the field. You'll tell us how you're in the win column coming up in a little under 10 minutes. You can line up now if you want at 800-636-1067 to get in. We'll also make our picks on this Friday, our confidence points picks. Danny creeping up. Tight race for the top spot right now. We'll up the standings in the 5 o'clock hour today when we do that at 5:40. But right now, it's time for a Washington football team stock report. Who's the arrow trending up on? Who's the arrow trending down on? Darius, why don't we start on a positive note? Give me an arrow up, if you would, please. Danny, I really like the way Ricky Seals-Jones has filled in for Logan Thomas. He's athletic, and he makes plays after the catch. He had a 39-yard touchdown grab, everyone will remember, last week, but it was 4 for 58 and a score. I mean, he's one of the most added players at his position in fantasy football the last couple of weeks, which sounds like a silly thing to say, but the point is he's getting targets, he's making catches, he's involved in the offense. We didn't think that would have been the case coming out of training camp. We said if Logan Thomas goes down there in trouble, Ricky Seals-Jones has played really well. I'm very happy for him. He's a cool story, and he has responded to his opportunity.
Taylor Heineke, ew. Ew, these last couple of games have been horrendous. Completing about 50% of his passes, one touchdown, three interceptions, quarterback rating in the mid-50s. That's not the temperature. That's a quarterback rating in the era where more than half the league is over 100. He's half of that. He has been awful these last 2 weeks. I can understand that if you played the Bills in New Orleans back-to-back. He didn't. The worst defense in the sport coming in, the Kansas City Chiefs, he was horrendous in that game as well. Not a lot of confidence right now among the Heineke Hive, GP.
Let me go. Some love for J.D. McKissic, who had 10 targets and 8 catches last week against the Chiefs and also had a season-high 8 carries for 45 yards. It was his most productive game in 2 seasons in D.C., and this is a guy that caught 80 balls last year. He went for 110 yards on 16 touches offensively. Remember, Antonio Gibson is still missing practice time. He didn't finish last week's game. He's dealing with this shin issue that we heard was a microfracture. It doesn't seem like he's getting healthier or closer to 100%. Use J.D. McKissic more. He's a complete player. He can block and pass pro. He can run the football, as we saw. Ripped off an 11-yard run as part of averaging about 6 per carry last week. And he's really good catching the ball to the backfield. He essentially won them the Falcons game with an amazing play as a receiver. So I'm a big McKissic guy. I like the way he's been involved the last couple of weeks. They need to continue to involve him. Good things happen when he is in the mix.
Now, I wish there was a lot less tough talk. I wish there was a lot less just wait and see or I'll show you or whatever, and I just wish this player came to OTAs. But Chase Young, sack in 2 straight weeks. I know he got off to a terrible start, especially in terms of the counting stats. He's still not there with his teammates in terms of pressures, quarterback hits, knockdowns, affecting plays. He's not doing that enough. But again, you get a sack a week, you're among the league leaders, and that's all I've wanted. A lot of people wanted this game-wrecking, game-changing, though, workout thing or something like that. I don't care about any of that. That was never realistic. Here's what is realistic. This is a good player who is capable of helping football teams. He's not capable as a quarterback would be, say, for the sake of argument, but he can absolutely help. Sacks in back-to-back weeks. I'm hoping that it's kind of the start of something where he's getting home more often.
Sock down, please, Darius. William Jackson. Mm. I need you, buddy. I need something more than you're giving me right now, my friend. Paid a lot of money this offseason. Cornerback one, they told me. This is not what that looks like. Last week was a problem. Just a bad, bad day for him. It was, what was the book when I was a kid? Alexander's No Good, Very Bad Day. Do you remember that?
Yeah, who had the No Good, Very Bad Day? Somebody did.
I want to say, was it Alexander? Some kid got gum in his hair.
Terrible
and
day.
He like stepped in dog poop, and then his like clothes got ripped, and then he got to school and he had a test. Like, that was William Jackson against the Chiefs. It was William Jackson's very, very no good, very bad day. I need him to bounce back, and I need him to look like the guy they paid.
Curtis Samuel. Just not very many snaps. 30. 30 snaps in 2021. Missing another game. He's practiced, I think, once and made it all the way through. And even then, he was, like, limited working on the side. He was brought in to be the biggest difference maker on the offense. I'm not necessarily mad at him. I'm just mad at the situation. I'm kind of shaking my fist at the sky or the sea or another, like, just sort of large mass that can't and will not be moved. But he's not helping. I don't know what the plan is. I don't think they know what the plan is. His entire saga, to me, is emblematic of the massive failure that their offseason heading into this year happens to be.
He's out. Sheriff, who they paid $18 million, despite his injury history, is out again this week. Cosme is out at right tackle as well. We can go through the full injury report early next hour on Grant and Danny. We'll talk about the Washington football team in our Beltway Blitz, which is coming up at 4 o'clock. It is a Football Friday on G&D, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Next, our double play. It's Friday. That means winning off the field. You call us at 800-636-1067. And ahead of talking Caps, Wiz, and football team, in the Blitz at 4, you tell us what little teeny tiny mini great thing has happened in your day, and we all celebrate it with you. Next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's Danny, I'm Grant, and you are listening to The Fan. It is a Friday. It is time for our double play. And on Fridays, your double play becomes winning off the field. We do it to honor the awful times that we all experienced when Bruce Allen was the president of the Washington football team. And so, this winning off the field, sponsored by Mattress Warehouse, a free next day delivery and setup available on all orders, over $7.99 and a one-year price guarantee. Learn more at sleephappens.com. Must go on. You call us at 800-636-1067. You tell us what little thing that has been a benefit to you today that no one else would care about has made your day just a little bit better. We'll start with Rich in only. The signal went up, and he was, as is usually the case, first in line. Let's see if he's extending his streak of like 14 straight weekends where he's doing something with the boys and not his wife. Rich, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, pal.
Well, the streak's going to come to an end this weekend, unfortunately. However, I found out my wife went to one of those doctors where they find out you're allergic, you know, to certain things. It turns out my wife is allergic to gold, silver, nickel, and there's one other kind of stone. So that means a lot less expensive gifts coming this Christmas. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
That's
wow.
Incredible.
What a turn of events, Rich. He didn't say diamonds, did he, Danny?
No, he didn't mention the word diamond.
If she's going to ask him for like a silly diamond, just the most beautiful, biggest rock diamond, that's what she should do because he thinks he's getting out of this with no issues, and he's just going to give her some homemade craft or something. She should get a diamond out of this. That's what I'm thinking.
My perception of Rich is that he has the best marriage of all time.
You think he has? But what would his wife say? That's what I always wonder. We hear the version that he's like, guess what, fellas? Grilling with the boys this weekend. I just want to know how she feels about his weekend endeavors and his excitement that he doesn't have to buy her nice things.
Well, like when she calls into her radio show that she likes a lot,
right?
Is she like, oh, you'll never guess, like, you know, Rich is gone. He's like somewhere else. Isn't it great?
So true.
Like, I just wonder. I wonder what she would say.
I got one.
Please.
I am a football fan who loves the National Football League. And I'm doing a radio show today where I'm talking to my friends about football, standing outside of Lambeau Field. Right now, looking at Lambeau Field, looking at the flagpole with the American flag waving on an overcast 50-degree day in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And this is my job, supposedly. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Danny, you got one?
Yeah, I can offer an example. So, as you know, Jeeps, your co-host here is a giant dork. Darris and I have shared a kinship. We talk about dorky things during the commercial break sometimes, and you just tune right out. Understandably so, right? So, one of the holy grails of dorkitude, if I may be so bold, is Frank Herbert's epic, epic set of novels entitled Dune. There was an adaptation in the 80s about that Kyle MacLachlan or McLaughlin or something like that. I can't remember the guy's name. But he was the dude who was in Sex and the City at one point. He's in it, and it's just kind of chachi. It sort of doesn't really work. Well, they did this brand spanking new version that you heard me probably talk about a little bit. The cast is insane. Everyone from Timothy Chalamet to Zendaya to Jason Momoa to Josh Brolin to Javier Bardem to Dave Bautista, Oscar Isaac, Rebecca Ferguson, all A-list, just people that you've heard of who are just absolutely crushing it, right? And so I'm going, how am I going to go see this? What's my plan going to be? Am I going to get a babysitter? Or do I have a friend? Do I really feel like going to a movie theater and like getting scolded and yelled at when I try to take a sip of soda because my mask isn't exactly right? I don't know. And then I remembered the truth. When I go home, and I'm going to sit my fat butt down on my spot on that couch when no one else is around, and I'm going to hit the Xfinity button on my Xfinity. I'm going to slide down two over one to HBO Max, and I'm going to watch that sumbitch by myself in a dark, cool basement. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
It's going to be a good time for you.
I can't wait.
Darris, what do you got?
Usually Fridays is the end of the work week, obviously, around here, the parts of Odyssey, D.C., and our promotions department will send out an email and say, hey, we have tickets for this available. You know, usually tickets go unclaimed by people that win them on air. Well, it turns out there's a pair of Wizards tickets that were available. Your boy put in the claim. He's going to the Wizards game tonight. Therefore, wow. I am.
Winning off the field.
You won the claim.
By the way, normally when they say, like, we got tickets left, you got to email. I mean, they're so gone. You get the email back like, oh, sorry, those are gone.
Yeah, I find it 6 days later in my company email where it's like, sounded like there were tickets available.
You got to be quick. And I just happened to have my email sitting up. I said, oh, I'm responding this as fast as I can.
Attaboy. Good for you. Enjoy the game.
I like it.
Home opener. We'll be breaking it down in the Blitz coming up top of the hour. Ryan, you winning off the field today?
Ryan stepped away.
Yeah, he's not even sitting here. That's why he's winning. Where did he go, by the way? He had this weird look on his face. He sort of backed out.
He went to go pick up our food.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So he's winning.
What are you guys eating?
We're getting and pizza.
Ooh, yeah. Look at you. DC and pizza contingent today. I could dig that. That there is how we went off the field. Caps, J.J. Reagan, Wizards, Mike Prada, Washington football team, Pete Haley. Coming up on your Blitz on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.